The following is a talk given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on November 1st, 1986 in Atlanta, Georgia. The talk was about Rath Yatra.
Vachalang Pangulang Gayate Girin Yatki Pathamahang Vande Sri Guru Vinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Iswaram. So, this evening, this afternoon, in celebration of our Rath Yatra and Diwali festival, we've had a Rath Yatra procession. Next, there's going to be a special drama, The Deliverance of Jagai and Madai, for which the devotees sitting in that corner are going to have to shift over this side because that's their entrance. After the drama, which is starring one of the devotees that's come from the Arjuna Das in India recently, he was the one of the players in the Kalakshetra at the Bombay Hare Krishna Land in the drama troupe for many years. So he's come here, and so he's helping to organize some of these dramatical performances. So this will be, he and the other devotees of the temple have gathered together with some of the friends to perform the history about Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement and how they delivered the two very rough characters, Jagai and Madai. Jagai and Madai were born in a Brahmana family 500 years ago in Navadvip. But leaving aside their Brahmana family is like a priest family. But instead they became robbers and thieves and persons of the worst character. You can say socially undesirable elements. On the other hand, Lord Chaitanya sent his devotees out to go and preach door to door. He wanted that everyone should get the opportunity of hearing about the Krishna consciousness philosophy and way of life and take up the chanting of Hare Krishna. So the play is about the adventure where Lord Nityananda, who is deity, is actually there next to Lord Chaitanya in the center. On the right is Lord Chaitanya, and left is Nityananda. Nityananda is very compassionate, and he was going and requesting all of the people to chant Hare Krishna. But it'll be interesting to see what happens when he requests the two brothers, Jagai and Madai, to chant Hare Krishna and how they receive it, considering they were a bit rough in character. So this will be the drama. After that, I'll give a short discourse. And we're all going to offer lambs on the occasion of Diwali, Deepawali. We're going to offer ghee wicks and other lights to the deity. And then after that, there's going to be a feast. So we hope everyone stays up till the feast, the whole thing should only take maybe another hour or so, drama, talk, Deepadan, and feast. So this is the basic program. Durdasha Prabhu, can I get a time count from a few minutes? Yes? Rath Yatra is commemorating the outing of Krishna, his brother and sister, Balaram and Subhadra, when they went from their capital city of Dwaraka to Hastinapur, which is now New Delhi. At the time, they are going actually not to Hastinapur, but beyond Hastinapur to Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra is now in the state of Haryana, I believe. So that after the battle of Kurukshetra is where Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita. Then after the battle, Yudhisthira was established on the throne as the emperor of the world. Krishna went back to Dwarka, his capital. But then on the occasion of a solar eclipse, it was customary to have a pilgrimage to Kurukshetra. So Yudhisthira Maharaj invited Krishna to come. So Krishna left his queens behind and went with his brother and sister. Hearing that Krishna was going to Kurukshetra, the residence of Vrindavan, since Kurukshetra, Vrindavan is not very far from Kurukshetra, they went from Vrindavan to meet Krishna, their Lord and their love. So they all went to meet him at that sacred pilgrimage place of Kurukshetra. In the Bhagavad Gita, it explains Kurukshetra Dharmakshetra. That Kurukshetra is the Dharmakshetra. It's been a holy place since time immemorial. So people would go there on the occasion of these different. So in Jagannath Puri, originally in the Orissa, there was the deity, like this deity more or less, a form of Krishna, known as Nila Madhava. And the Nila Madhava, there's a long history how the Nila Madhava deity transformed himself and became this Jagannath deity, seen here on the left. And the Jagannath deity, that temple is thousands and thousands of years old. So it's traditional that on the particular time of the year. Of course, in India, it's held in the month of July or something, more or less July. But in the West, we have it on different occasions whenever we get a permission or get a holiday that everyone can attend. So then, the system is that they take Jagannath out for 9 days to his auntie's house. In other words, Yudhisthira's mother, Kunti Devi, is his auntie. So they're going to meet the devotees in Kurukshetra. So in commemoration of that journey, they take the deity of Krishna out for 9 days. First, going in a procession, he stays out 9 days, then he comes back. So we compacted that 9 day festival into 90 minutes, going around and coming back. So there's esoteric significances. Lord Chaitanya, he got great ecstasy in taking Jagannath in a mood of serving the residents of Vrindavan, who are feeling great separation from Lord Krishna after so long that he had been gone. So that was Lord Chaitanya's mood, that he was bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. Like this, there are different angles and perspectives. Different great sages and rishis have made their commentation on the significance of the Rath Yatra. But the Puranas describe that those who participate in the Rath Yatra, who carry the Rath, who pull the Rath, who even walk with the Rath, all of them are gain unlimited benefit. They achieve position as in the spiritual world after this body. So it's very purifying to have this festival. We have a man that has a big cart that was shipped down to New Orleans. Normally every year we have the festival in New Orleans, the French Quarter. But this year, because New Orleans is going to have the type of big festival during the Mardi Gras, which is a time when everyone is on the streets in New Orleans. So they didn't have a Rath Yatra at this time. So we felt that for Jagannath Subhadra Baladev deities, we have to have a Rath Yatra, so we had one here, although it was as a procession and a palanquin, because our big Rath is not in New Orleans. But that's basic history in a nutshell. Person that asked that question is satisfied or wants to know more? Satisfied. In Calcutta, we have Rath Yatra festival at the same time as Jagannath Puri. And this year, about 4 million people witnessed that, going the 9 days and coming. According to the Statesman, the biggest daily newspaper in English. Are they ready? Any other questions? Diwali is the time when Ram is coming back to Ayodhya, isn't it? So when Ram, after 14 years of exile, when Ram was returning to Ayodhya, all the residents of Ayodhya were so pleased. Ram is coming in a special airplane. It didn't require any petrol or diesel or anything. So the residents of Ayodhya wanted to let Ram know where Ayodhya was. So they all put lights on top of their house and put many lights. So Deepa means light, Deepawali, many offering of many different lamps. So it's, of course, it has many now because it's really old festival and it's a time when people consider it, some businesses consider it their new year, and there's other many different type of little ceremonies that have come up. But as far as I understand, the original idea was a greeting for Lord Ram, or showing him, inviting him to come. And during this month also is considered the month of Damoda, or Kartik. And this Kartik Vrata, or Damoda Vrata, is mentioned in the Vedas, that anyone who performs different kinds of spiritual activity, whether it's a Rath Yatra, whether it's offering of a lamp, or whether it's chanting Hare Krishna, or eating prasada, any type of spiritual activity you do during this month, you get 100 times benefit. So especially this month, it's recommended that one should observe vegetarianism, even if one is otherwise not. This is a best month to be a complete vegetarian for 1 month, then you can get at least 100 times the benefit of that. So although we are already Krishnatarian vegetarians, so, but as a token, because this month we don't eat high protein, even for just the initiate, we don't even eat high protein vegetarian food, like, well, they don't have so much, but kolai dal or urad dal and similar things as a token in this month where everyone is supposed to be vegetarian. So this is a great opportunity that so many festivals fall on this particular month. There's Govardhan Puja, there's this Deepawali, there's Rasa Leela. There are many festivals in this month. So it's very easy for people to participate in this different festival. And by doing so, then you get so many times more benefit. Any other questions? Well, normally the saffron is worn by initiated brahmacharis. The saffron color is a very serious color. It literally, of course, is the color supposed to symbolize basically the color of when the sunrise, just that aruna, the color just before the sun comes up, and which is very peaceful at the same time, it's very dynamic. So the color is symbolized as renunciation, and but not in a negative sense like black, but renunciation in a positive sense of engaging in spiritual activities. So the saffron is traditionally worn by brahmacharis, some vanaprastas, and sannyasis. Those who wear the saffron are supposed to be completely celibate. If somebody and following various rules and regulations. In fact, in India, the saffron cloth is given in a certain ceremony, and everyone doesn't wear saffron cloth. And it's not for someone, it's considered a great offense if someone makes a mistake, certain types of mistakes, when wearing the saffron cloth. Of course, the brahmacharis, they wear saffron, but then later they may with the permission of the Guru, also enter into the household life, at which time they return the saffron cloth to the spiritual master, and they receive white cloth or colored cloth, other regular colors of cloth, and then they may enter into household life, be married, and so on. So long as they're in training, then there's a system called Upanayan, where they're given different mantras, and at that time they can serve as a brahmachari. When one retires from active family life and visits holy places, and again takes at that time husband and wife agree not to have any more sexual relationship, but just to help each other as friends, that's called vanaprast, or retired life. That time, though, husband and wife can keep a close contact, and they can even travel together and visit holy places and do certain devotional services. Then there's another stage is where if the husband takes the renounced order, that time then where he wears saffron also. It's a different color. It's the same color, but different type of cloth. Then that time he's not allowed to have any association with his wife anymore at all. And supposed to simply be completely dedicated to spiritual activities without any concern for social, familial, national, other type of responsibility. Just completely dedicated to pure spiritual activities. So these are the different type of stages, from the student to the married to the retired to the renounced. Normally people enter into the retired stage after the age of 50. And then after some time, if they are strong enough, then they enter into renounced. So in this age, the renounced order as such is not recommended. So we generally recommend people get a training as a student and learn to be controlled, to be brahmacharis, so that when they enter into the household life, they can lead a more spiritual household life on the basis of the foundation of austerity, foundation of simple living, which they have built up in their brahmacharya life. It's for the deities, we'll see. Why? They want to deprive the deity. We are also ready. Are we ready? Yes. Everyone who is ready, say, Hare Krishna! Doesn't sound like you're ready. Just chant it loudly. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Rama Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Hare!